What do you believe will be the single most dramatic change in the future that will affect all of us?
I think I will answer that. I really do believe there is coming, I would say, within 30 or 50 years, a humongous collision, a gigantic global conflict, which may or may not take violent form, but could very well. A conflict over the definition of what it means to be human. Because at what point will the interjection of robotics, computers, new nanotechnologies, or new, for that matter, chemical components, and so forth, and genetic change and so forth, at what point, monkeying around with the human brain and the human body, does somebody say, hey, wait, that's no longer a human being? And I think that conflict is going to rage across the globe and is going to cause tremendous difference and collision, based either on religious or political, or for political reasons. So I guess my answer would be the biggest thing coming up is the definition, or perhaps redefinition, of the term human.
And that could include cloning as well, I assume?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Or stem cells
and
could be anything.
And many as yet undeveloped, you know, processes. So I think, and if I find it very interesting, this is really interesting. The event just a few weeks ago of the Chinese dog food.
Oh, it's ongoing. It's
okay.
Apparently they've had antifreeze now and toothpaste.
Right,
and,
right.
I mean, it goes on and on and on.
But take the thing that really interested me with the dogs. Well, in fact, I'm a dog lover. But what's interesting to me is that there, I believe, are lawsuits being filed, claiming repayment for the loss of the dog, and the traditional. The traditional way in which, if somebody, you know, hit your dog with a car and you sued them, you would be paid the cost of the dog
and the punitive.
Cost of the dog and the cost of food for the dog, and maybe some punitive amount. But now, there is a challenge to that set of assumptions. And the argument is being made, no, the dog is part of the family.
Right.
And the dog is a part of millions of families.
You've lost that affection.
You have lost, and not only that, we know, there's been previous scientific studies showing that a dog sometimes can reduce blood pressure just by being there, and may have other physical consequences. So the question then becomes, if the dog is part of the family, from a legal point of view, and is described as part of the family, at what point that seems to me to be inching toward the idea that that it is almost human, or that it has human characteristics in addition to whatever else the dog is. And I think there's going to be a big, as I say, fundamental worldwide debate and argument, and perhaps collision over the issue of the definition of being human.